With me in our studio in Tralee, I'm delighted to say I have Mark Noonan, who's Development Support Officer for Scouting Ireland's Southern Province. Mark, good morning to you.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. No, look, you're in Kerry, you're in Tralee today. You're hosting a meeting trying to keep Fiery Scout Group from closing, and there's the closure of the Phoenix Scout Group, and I know you're doing work with Tralee Scouting Groups as well. You're under pressure. Why? What has been going on, Mark, that has us at this stage?
We're under pressure in the sense we need more volunteers. So when COVID came along, a lot of our older leaders retired and stepped away. And even some of our younger leaders, you know, scouts didn't run for a year, everything was closed down. And when it was time to come back, people had moved on and they had other things going on in their lives. So we can't run scout meetings and camps and hikes and adventures unless we have the adult volunteers to go with it. So we have three groups within throwing distance of each other in Tralee, Blennerville just outside it, and the first Kerry in Talbot Street, and the second Kerry. And all three of those groups have two, maybe four leaders tops. And to be honest, the people running them, like, they've got their 20 and 30 year service awards. So, you know, they're, as Jimmy in the first...
They're not there forever.
Yeah. Well, as Jimmy in the first Kerry told me a few weeks ago, he's like, I'm not able to bring the kids off the McGillicuddy Reeks anymore. Do you know, he's not in a position to do that. So we need people to come in. Even, like, when you think about it, like, the first and second Kerry have been around for decades, and they would have had hundreds and hundreds of members over the years. So even if we got the smallest, tiny fraction of those people to come back and help out, it would be absolutely transformative for scouts in North Kerry.
Yeah, yeah, and that would be part of it. Has it fallen out of fashion, Mark? Or what? I know COVID had an impact, but in general, anyway, scouting is an activity. There are lots of different groups, lots of different sports, lots of different, I suppose, claims on people's spare time now, both children's and adults. Is that part of the problem?
I wouldn't say so, not from the kids' point of view, because, as I said, I'm covering what we call the Southern Province, so it's pretty much most of Munster, and I don't know a group in all of Munster that doesn't have a waiting list of kids that want to join. So there's, like, if we had the adults in the morning, like, you could go from 12 kids in Talbot Street to, like, 100. Honestly, the kids still want to do it. The kids want to go on adventures. They want to go camping with their friends, you know, without mom and dad, beside them. Like, the kids absolutely love that. There's, like, we have a whole program around, like, learning new skills and then taking them out into the world and using them. So, no, I don't think it's a case of it's fallen out of favour with the kids. But, yes, definitely the adults of the world, time is really precious between people working shift and, as you said, people having different activities in their lives and just not being able to commit to things. That's where we're kind of falling down. It's the lack of adults that's hindering it. Definitely in terms of, I wouldn't say it has fallen out of favour, definitely. I mean, I'm still in it 40 years later and, 30 years later. And like, the groups that have the leaders are absolutely flourishing. I mean, we sent a load of kids to Korea last year. There's, you know, the kids just came back from Iceland there over the February midterm break. Do you know, there was lots of groups marching in parades just two weekends ago around the country. So, no, I don't think falling out of favour would be the right way to put it. It's just having the people on the ground to make it happen.
What do you need to do to be a scouting leader? And what would you say to anyone listening this morning who is thinking, right, I'm going to get involved?
Well, the most straightforward way to find a group near you, whether it's in North Kerry or anywhere else in Kerry, is go to scouts.ie and just click on the button that says find a scout group, and it'll show you what groups are open or in your area. And then there'll be contact details there, and if you can't get through to them, contact me. That's M for Mark Noonan at scouts.ie. And if you contact us, we'll basically tell you what to do. It's basically get your name and details, we get your Garda valid. That's the first thing. Nothing happens until you're Garda valid. And once you've that done, we have a basic training course called Being a Scouter. And that usually runs over one weekend, or there's a hybrid option where you can just do it over a Saturday plus a few online modules. And then once you've that done, you're in the door, and we can basically teach you a lot of skills as well, whether you want to become a mountain leader or a kayak instructor or a sailor, or there's even an air activities team within Scouting Ireland. So there's loads of skills for the adults to learn too. But once you're in the door, it's about helping kids learn new skills. That is what scouting is at the end of the day. It's working in small groups. And it doesn't matter if you're a computer programmer or a chef or if you're a gardener at home. Any of those skills, you can take them.
You have something to give.
Yeah. Bring it down to a meeting. And then once the youth members have learnt those skills, they take it out and they use it, whether in a project or an adventure or something in their community and in the real world. Yeah.
Okay, can anyone go to that meeting today to help keep Fiery Scout Group from closing?
It's on in Fiery's, in Marion Hall in Fiery's tonight. Obviously, that particular one is aimed at their group, but it's on at 8 o'clock. Everyone's welcome, even if they just want to ask a few questions, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, brilliant, Mark. Listen, we're out of time. Good luck with it, and thanks for talking to us this morning on the programme about it.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Jerry.
Bye. Great. Mark Noonan, Development Officer there with Scouting Ireland Southern Province, a Scouting Ireland website to go to and click if you want more information on that.